what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on and turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Second hour of the National Intel Report, folks, on this Wednesday, the 13th of September, 2006. The old voice is starting to go, but I'm going to cough drop it and hot coffee it and hot tea it, whatever I need to do to get through it. Joe in Massachusetts. Hello, Joe.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm one of those born-agains myself, but I understand Romans 13, and I know it continues on to tell you that it applies to those governments in harmony with God's will.
That's the one part they never tell you about. They'll tell you the first part.
Right. I want to say I'm one of the little people, but I'll send out $20 a month.
Okay.
And I'll call that other number.
Yeah, the 800-724-2719.
Yeah, and I have some encouragement for others to do a similar type of thing. What I'll do to encourage them is explain a few things that I figured out mathematically here. 40 hours a week comes to, times 52 and divide by 12, you get 173 hours a month of work hours. Anyone should be able to take care of at least one or two of those 173 hours and send that out to you.
Well, and that would be big help. We broke this down, and for the network, and this is per show, mind you, during the regular broadcasting that we do, it comes to roughly $1,200 per hour. That's what our costs are.
Yep, and you figure out, you multiply that with let's say, you know, you got hundreds and hundreds of, you know, into thousands of listeners. I mean, if people can just put in a little bit over a large number of people, the burden will be small.
Well, and you know, we tried this before. We even suggested at one point when I had Republic Radio International, it was then sold and became Genesis Communications Network. You know, we knew we had a lot of listeners out there, and we suggested, hey, just mail a buck. We knew we had a lot of listeners, but nobody did it.
Yeah.
Nobody did it. And my fear this time around is that people are going to go, okay, well, I'll make a one-time donation of 10, 20, 30 bucks, whatever. You know, that helps, but it's continued support that we can take a look at and say, okay, you know, now we can pay the payroll or pay the shortwave or pay this or pay that. I just had my engineers say today that we need some upgrades for some boxes for the satellite systems that we have. And the ones we have don't work. We rewired them, reworked them. The kid's good, man. He does good work, but it's just old, tired equipment that refuses to work. And I said, well, what do we need here? He said, well, you need two brand new boxes. And I said, brand new? He goes, no, even used, $3,000 a piece.
Yep.
So, you know,
everything costs.
It does.
Yep.
Freedom ain't free neither.
I want to mention something else. I got the 50 CD set, and it's excellent.
Thank you.
You know, it's got just the important facts without all those advertisements, and people can just listen and relax and hear the important information, and I'd recommend it for anybody.
Well, and these were designed to copy. And, you know, it covers such a range of subjects that if in your normal conversations with people, you're going to hear something that concerns them. Something is always bugging somebody. And then you say, well, okay, well, I got some information. You got a CD player in your car or at home. You know, here's a CD. I made a copy for you. Take a listen to this.
That's right. Yeah. I'll let you go. And,
all right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. And keep plugging away out there. We need everybody to join in on this fight. If we're going to restore this country, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We just have to restore it, folks. That's the beauty of this. But it's going to take many hands. Remember, they make for light work. The more people involved, the less time it's going to take. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
To make your pledge, folks, 800-724-2719. Let me see. If the biggest and the baddest alternative network goes off the air, what do we have left? A little hodgepodge of this here, a little hodgepodge of that there. I don't want to see that happen. Give us a call, 800-724-2719. As much as the people that we deal with express how much they appreciate this network, and I'm talking about the people that we have to pay every single month, they're still a business. The bosses of those businesses, the AT&Ts of the planet, the satellite people, the doesn't matter. They're not in the business of giving free service. And they will do what they do. They don't get paid. No worky, no play. Wes in Arkansas. Hello, Wes.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I can't give you a number today, but, you know, I live here in Fayetteville with Frank. And we own a high-end home and car audio shop here. We do a lot of advertising with Butler.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to commit to you today. I have to get with my partner this evening. We will divert at least 50% of our advertising funds that we normally do with Butler Broadcasting monthly and put those into 1390 during Frank's or whenever you need the time.
Well, you don't know what we were doing up there, what we were attempting to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am aware. So, number one, I want to support you like that. We will be brought our, you know, advertising with you on that station.
Very good. I appreciate that.
And we'll come up with, you know, some of that front money that we can also. So.
Well, I appreciate that. Basically, what's needed to get this thing kicked off at 1390 is $5,000 for a security deposit, and we got an escalating cost of up to $7,500 a month. But I've already talked to the salespeople down there. They're jazzed. They want this to happen. They love Frank. And even one of their sales managers, excuse me, wife listens to the program. She listens to my program every day. So,
yeah.
You know, we've got support down there, and I appreciate you supporting Frank Whalen, what he's doing. He's younger than I am, so I consider him an exceptional kid.
He's my brother from another mother. Talked to Pat the other day about this too, and he knows that we're all in and supportive of this, and we will be devoting some dollars. So,
okay.
He said, let me talk to my partner tonight, and we'll put some numbers together, and I'll tell Frank and let him get with you.
All right. I would greatly appreciate that, Wes. And I talked to the sales staff up there, and they're the format that's on KFFK right now, the only good thing about that is Frank Whalen's show in the morning, and the rest of the day they play oldies.
That's the only thing that we've done anything with them on, and I've told Steve and Pat both personally, face-to-face, their oldies station is crap. Bring the talk on. Let's get some truth on. If they want to do some real good in their life, this is the opportunity for them to do it, trying to shame them into it. So,
well, and that's necessary. I mean, if not, Frank Whalen gets fired, and they bring in, they're going to actually put the rap crap, I call, on KFFK.
Yep.
And on AM, which AM anymore is designed for one of two things, either talk or sports.
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah, well, good luck.
All right.
Well, we can.
Well, thank you, Wes. I appreciate your call of support there. Yeah, and the point is, folks, that we got to start supporting each other. Now, here's an advertiser that's going to step up to the plate to make sure that this deal happens. Otherwise, Frank gets fired, okay? And the decisions have already been made. If we don't step up to the plate and do this contract with him, Frank Whalen goes bye-bye on KFFK in the morning. And they're actually, believe this or not, you know, remember years ago, ladies and gentlemen, remember CKLW? I don't know if you all got that wherever you're at in the country. CKLW was an AM station out of Detroit, Michigan, and they were big in the 60s and the 70s. Well, FM started to come up, FM radio, and FM radio is the place that you play music on. And they decided, well, wait a minute, we're losing market here, so we're going to try AM stereo. That went over like a lead balloon, and CKLW had never been the same. But to think about putting rap in Fayetteville, Arkansas, I would much rather listen to a concert of choir kids scraping their fingers across the blackboard than to listen to something like that. So, Wes, thank you. I appreciate your support very much, and get a hold of Frank. All right, Ed in Texas. Hello, Ed.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Talking about airport security a little earlier, my take on that is I won't fly again. I won't go to an airport. I will not submit to the indignity of Homeland Security crap. It's just not going to happen.
Well, but the problem is that they're doing this by rail. They are going to be doing security checks. That's why the Supreme Court passed this thing on roadside checks. It's not for drunk drivers, folks. It's going to be checking your papers, your driver's license, your insurance.
Right, I understand that.
Yeah.
But to show you just how serious I am, when I was, before I retired in 1960, I accumulated with U.S. Airways over 200,000 frequent flyer miles. That would put my wife and my son and I into Europe and back free. I'm looking for somebody, several people, I guess, that would need some real need of emergency flight. I'm thinking about how I could guarantee that a soldier overseas with a need to come home on emergency leave or something like that, to guarantee they got those hours. airline miles.
Well, you know who you may want to call on that one, and that's Jack McLam. He does a program on the weekends on Saturdays. He's in contact with a lot of military personnel, and I'm sure.
Good. I was thinking about him, not him, but I was thinking about Joyce Riley.
Well, that also, but Jack McLam, he's in contact every single day with military people and police officers.
Right.
So you may want to give Jack a call.
Okay. And one other point. Every now and then I hear people wondering where they can run to when the chips really get down. I personally would suggest they get out of here now, because when I see a blue helmet, it's a target. And if they happen to be in the crossfire, I will nail them.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to stand here and fight. This is my country.
I'm not going to, like I've said before, Ed, I've said this many times, I'm not going to die for my country, but I will kill to keep it.
You got it.
Yeah.
You make the other guy die for his country. Remember Patton.
That's right. Oh, very well. Okay, Ed, thank you. I appreciate it. All right. Alan in Tennessee. Hello, Alan.
Hello, John.
Must be an Alan day. We got a lot of calls, Alans.
I have noticed that. I've been listening to you since you came on air.
Okay.
And I've been listening for about 6 months, and I've not rendered into Caesar for some time now. And I call him Mr. Bush. But I'd like to contribute $500 to your need right now.
Okay.
It was a one-time gift, and if I can come up with some money later on, I might do that again.
Well, we greatly appreciate that. I'll tell you what, you've got that 800 number, that's 724-2719?
Yes, sir.
We have, as they say, operators standing by. Actually, it's my wife, Sandra, and Danny Romero.
And I have another question.
Yeah.
This Faye at the Arkansas station with Frank Whalen.
Mm-hmm.
I live in West Tennessee, and I don't know for sure is how I'm receiving this station. You know what I mean?
Well, how are you listening to the show?
It's an FM radio.
Okay, that's what they call a low-power transmitter.
Yeah, yes, sir. And I've been able to find out where it's coming from, and I can cross the river into east or middle Tennessee, and this 15 miles away, and I can't get it.
Well, and that's usually the range on low-power FMs, 15 to 20 miles, depending on where it's located.
And
and just so you keep this in mind, with the low-power FMs, it's the height of the antenna. The FM is direct line of sight. It's not like AM. It doesn't bounce off the atmosphere. It's direct line of sight, so the higher the antenna, the greater reach it has. But the amount of wattage that the transmitter has equals the penetrating power. You know, when we first started up down here in Austin with these low-power FMs, I got to tell you, people couldn't go into their house and listen to it on an AM or FM station or a radio, rather, on their home stereo or portable radio, because it wouldn't penetrate their house. And people would call me and say, you know, I'm tired of sitting in my driveway with my car radio listening to your shows. So what we did was we did the upgrade. The Radio Free Austin people did the upgrades, and they did a really fine job. We've got 100.1 that little puppy goes out at least 20 miles.
Okay. I would really like to find out where this is coming from, because I'd like to see them stay on the air, and if I could help them in any way, I'd do that, see?
Well, I don't know exactly who is broadcasting down there, but I'll tell you what I'll do, Alan. We'll keep your name and number here. And if by way, some miracle osmotic way, that we can put you in touch with them, we will do so.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate all you have done. And
uh-huh.
I'm trying to tell everyone I know. I have a little store I run in a small town, and everybody comes in here. Sometimes I bore them, but some people are not bored.
Well, and I'll tell you what. I had a conversation with a gentleman coming back from Philadelphia, a businessman, 62, 63 years of age. He was born in Texas, and he's been living elsewhere, and he was sitting right in between my webmaster and myself, and I'll tell you, for 2.5 hours, this man got an education. We exchanged information, anything we could help him with. He had a computer, but he didn't know how to quite download the programming, and well, I said, you know, we've got engineers and computer people here. We'll help you. Here's our number, and he's going to do exactly that.
Okay, John. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alan. I appreciate your call. 800-313-9443. Come on, folks. If this is any indication of how we're going to take the country back, it's going to be a short fight. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Order the DVD of a lifetime, Into Evidence, Truth, Lies, and Unresolved Mysteries in the Murder of JFK. This landmark video is the most comprehensive presentation ever delivered on the assassination and features the leading experts in every field of scientific investigation. 32 hours of research presented on the most controversial murder of the 20th century. This compilation will make a great addition to your collection. To order this beautifully packaged 8-DVD set, visit our website, intoevidence.net/US.
If you're like the millions of Americans living day to day, trying to make ends meet, then you wouldn't want to pass up this opportunity. Employment and job security are at an all-time low, while the cost of living, supporting your family or lifestyle, and credit card debt just keep going up. So what if I told you there was a way to earn the kind of money you need and deserve? Build financial freedom, secure a future for you and your family, and do it all right from the comfort of your own home with no money at risk. Now you can by starting your own business and becoming a part of the LifeWave team. LifeWave has developed a line of groundbreaking products using drug-free and chemical-free patches which work along the same principles as Qi that Asian cultures have used for thousands of years. LifeWave patches energize the body's own bioelectrical field to help create more energy and stamina, improve rest and concentration, and relieve muscle aches and pains without putting any type of stimulants or other substance into your body. This is something that everyone can use. All lifestyles, all ages. Just think of the possibilities. Now you can stop living in the past, get out of debt, and become part of the future, your future, by starting your own business today and becoming part of the LifeWave team. To learn how you can become part of the LifeWave team, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't sit back and let this opportunity pass you by. Take charge of your future. Act now.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Come on, voice, don't fail me now. Feet, don't fail me now. I just had a gentleman call up and order 10 sets, the CD sets. And, Stephen, thank you, my friend. I really appreciate what you've just done. Ordered 10 CD sets. My goodness. He wants to get the word out. That's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Getting the word out. How many millions of people can we wake up before the clock strikes midnight? It's 11:59:59 right now. We got a second left. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. Don't be shy, folks. Don't be shy. When we did our little jaunt up to Ground Zero, I talk to everybody I possibly could. I do this all the time. Our 16-year-old, when he was a little bit younger, couldn't understand why I was always engaging people, and he found it embarrassing. Well, now he understands. So thanks, Stephen. I appreciate that very much. One of the things, I was on Frank Whalen's program this morning, 6 a.m. I was up at 5 o'clock this morning, folks. Here we are about some 12 hours later, and I'm not done with the broadcasting day, not by a long shot. And my engineer here, we were talking about how the media, well, restricts and controls. And he printed something out and walked into the broadcast booth with it. And this came from, Wikipedia. A list of songs deemed inappropriate by Clear Channel following the September 11, 2001 attacks. In the days, and this is what's printed right on their site, in the days following the September 11, 2001 attacks on New York and Washington, D.C., many television and radio stations altered normal programming in response to the events. During this period, Clear Channel Communications and its subsidiaries had established a list of songs with questionable lyrics that stations may not want to play after the attacks. The list was distributed by independent newsletter Hits Daily Double. John Hogan, president of Clear Channel, stated that the list was only a suggestion and never a policy or a directive. Now, Snopes did research on the subject and concluded that the list did exist as a suggestion for radio stations, but not a ban on the songs in question. The list contains 164 songs as well as all songs by Rage Against the Machine. Clear Channel distributed the list, including the songs. The songs are listed alphabetically by artist. The compiled list had been the subject of much media attention around the time of its release. I'll give you an example here. Three Doors Down, Duck and Run. 311, Down. AC/DC, Dirty Deeds, Hell's Bells, Highway to Hell, Safe in New York City, Shoot the Thrill, Shot Down in Flames, and TNT. Alice in Chains, Down in a Hole, Rooster, Sea of Sorrow, Them Bones, Animals, We Gotta Get Out of This Place, The Bangles, Walk Like an Egyptian, what the heck did that have to do with 9/11? Bare Naked Ladies, Falling for the First Time, Beastie Boys, Sabotage, and Sure Shot, The Beatles, A Day in the Life, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, Obladee Oblada, and Ticket to Ride. Pat Benatar's Hit Me With Your Best Shot and Love is a Battlefield. Blood, Sweat, and Tears, When I Die. Boston, Smokin', Arthur Brown, Fire, Jackson Brown, Doctor My Eyes. What the heck did that have to do with 9/11? Buddy Holly and the Crickets. Let's pick on a dead man here. That'll be the day. The Shy Lights. Have You Seen Her? What? Petula Clark, A Sign of the Times, The Clash, Rock the Casbah? What did that have to do with 9/11? Phil Collins, In the Air Tonight. Sam Cooke, Herman's Hermits, that did Wonderful World. Creedence Clearwater Revival, Traveling Band. Bobby Darin, Mack the Knife, Dave Clark, Five, Bits and Pieces, well, Dave Matthews Band, Crash Into Me, Skeeter Davis, End of the World. Neil Diamond, America? Oh, wait a minute. Let's not pick on Neil here. The Doors, The End, The Drifters on Broadway. Bob Dylan, Guns N' Roses, Knocking on Heaven's Door. Now, this is just a suggested list. Shelley Fabre, Johnny Angel. Foo Fighters, Learn to Fly. Peter Gabriel, When You're Falling. Gap Band, You Dropped a Bomb on Me. You know, as I mention these things, the soundtracks are playing in my head. Green Day, Brain Stew. Happening, See You in September. Jan and Dean, Dead Man's Curve. Billy Joel, Only the Good Die Young. Elton John, Benny and the Jets. Daniel and Rocket Man. Kansas, Dust in the Wind. Carole King, I Feel the Earth Move. Lenny Kravitz, Fly Away. Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. My goodness. Don McLean, American Pie. Give me a break. I can remember seeing Don McLean at William & Mary College. He was playing with Jethro Tull, Ian Anderson's band. This is when I was in the service. And they booed Don McLean. They tried to boo him off the stage when he played American Pie. I stood up in the middle of that auditorium and I told people, shut the heck up. Don McLean's American Pie? Give me a break. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. Why are you all so strangely silent today? I've been going since 5 o'clock this morning. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
You know, folks, when Clear Channel makes a suggestion, consider that to be policy. And when you ban Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World, I'd say that's just a tad bit of control. Clear Channel that tried to buy up the entire radio world along with Infinity Broadcasting to put on their, well, to eliminate local talent, but to put up their brand of what they deem is proper talk radio. You've been watching the television here today? Oh, it's all about politics. They're arguing Republicans versus the Democrat message. Isn't that amazing? It's not about left or right, folks. It's about right or wrong. And it's the Constitution, stupid. But we can't have that if we're running into a global society, because you know what? That Constitution is just an old, outdated document that's not up with the times, and these stodgy old men that ran around in these white little wigs. Let me tell you something. The Constitution is probably more important today than when they drew it up, because they were starting a country. This was designed to keep the thing in check with the balances of power, the three branches of government. We've got a president that's in his tenure so far has broken 800 laws. 800. you know, the thing on torture. Well, okay, well, we're going to come up with some new guidelines on torture. But the secret CIA prisons that they've got in Europe, well, you know, it's, according to Mr. Bush, it's a vital tool. Let's go back to the phones. John in Canada. Hello, John.
Oh, hello, John. It's the first time I've ever called into your show, and I just tuned in today and caught the theme about looking for some money from your listeners. I haven't heard the whole of your show today, so I'm not sure how much you've shared about your need and how many people are helping already, but I'd like to know something about that.
Well, and what I'll do is we're going to be doing this pledge drive for 2 days. Tomorrow we'll have everything compiled, and I'll tell people exactly where we're at.
I've been sending you $10 a month for some months now through PayPal account, and I'm trying to bump that up to 20, and I can't figure out how to do it through PayPal without having it two transactions a month. And
right, I understand.
Switch it to one, a PayPal account, and I'm trying to figure out how to cancel the one and then go back to your website and substitute another, and I can't figure out how to even do it.
Well, and all you have to do is call that 800-724-2719, and my webmaster, Danny, which is a PayPal wizard, will be able to help you out with that one.
Terrific.
All right.
So I love your new host, Dan Abramson.
Smart kid, isn't he?
He shows an incredible amount of passion and knowledge. Just discovered him in the last few days and listened to replays of his shows, and they were terrific. Your network's getting better and better all the time, and I can't understand why you can't get enough people to donate even like $5 a month.
You
must have a lot of listeners, but could you give us some idea of what the listener volume is of
Well, and it's hard to track. We can track it through the internet. We can look at the numbers on that. We can count the hits per page on the website. We know who's going online and not who, but how many people are going online and listening to the internet feeds. We know approximately how many people are going into the archives. There is no Arbitron rating on shortwave. We have about 7 or 8 AM and FM stations. They can be tracked, but we have also a lot of low-power stations. We don't know how many people are out there listening by satellite. So it's real hard to gauge. It is extremely difficult to gauge. I know there's a lot of them. And I think what the problem is, John, when they hear something like this, they automatically assume that somebody else is going to step up to the plate. And that
I'd hope everybody to assume that they could step up to the plate at least a little bit. And then consider stepping up more, but step up to the plate to some extent.
Well, you know, like I've said before, we're not here to whack at the branches. We're here to strike at the root of this evil.
Yeah.
So it's going to take everybody. I mean, the level of commitment to this, not only in this day, but in the future months and years to come in this country, it's not going to be a picnic, and it's not going to be easy. And I'll tell you, the only way that I know that we're going to make this easier is by the amount of people that get involved. And if it's any indication about as far as how they want to step up and how far that financially they want to stick their neck out or whatever, I can tell you this, we need a heck of a lot more people.
I hear you. Are the other hosts going to be
yes.
making this request?
Yes, they are. Okay. Yeah, we're doing this for 2 days. Yes, yes, sir.
And I guess you've got to do it more regularly than this and have everybody try to just get as many people as possible to make a donation, a monthly donation of what they can afford.
Well, and I don't like doing it this way. What I've always wanted to do, this network, is to wholly and solely support itself through products, services, and sales of gold and silver. But as I said, I mean, gold and silver sales, not just with Republic Trading Group. I'm talking everybody across the board. It has just flat bottomed out. Nobody's moving on anything. So, you know, we put everything in. We had the foresight to plug as many things into this network to help pay for it because I didn't want to keep running back to the crowd out there. But and sometimes we're forced to do it. And I don't like taking the valuable time. And not that I'm not saying that this is not valuable what we're doing here today on air, but I don't like detracting from the broadcast for any other reason except to stay on target with the message.
So. Well, this is part of getting the message out, and you know, I can understand. I'm really glad that you don't have to pay to hear for the first time. I like that it's free, and not only that, that the archives are free, because that way you have the chance to see if this is for you. And slowly but surely, I became addicted to RPN Live, and I think tons of other people would as well as they find out about it.
Well,
and you've got to have quite a few addicts out there, because I can tell the same people tend to call in frequently to certain shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not the only one. And, you know, we have to pay, every one of us who has cable TV or satellite subscription to TV has to pay quite a few dollars a month to keep that going.
That's right.
And
that's another thing. When they get a Ku-band satellite dish from us, the RBN satellite package, there's never a fee to ever listen to this, and that's free service every month.
Right, but my point is that for things that we value, we're used to paying. For other media that we value getting into our houses every month, we're used to paying something. And more, I'm wanting to listen to RBN and stop watching the cable TV, so maybe I'll be cutting back on some of my... some part of my subscription there, but surely a lot of people who think this is valuable could think about it like their cable TV subscription, and even though they don't have to do it to get it, they have to do it to keep it going and strong and growing.
Well, I appreciate that, and I understand your sentiments, and they're well received. Call Danny, and he'll help you with that PayPal.
Okay.
All righty, John. Thank you very much. We got quite a few listeners in Canada. Good people. I'm telling you, sorry to hear about your Manchurian candidate shooters up there today, by the way. I was watching a little bit of the news between doing broadcasts today. And I think your new prime minister up there, I think that's what they call him, didn't that guy run on the platform of rolling back the gun registrations up there? Now, that's in Canada, folks, so what does that tell you? So let's have a little Manchurian candidate shooting out there. Let's walk into a university and start blowing people away. Let's get the anti-gunners back out there. What they don't tell you is the people that own weapons prevent more crimes than criminals ever do with guns. And it's not the criminals with the guns that you should be really worried about. It's the criminals that are carrying the briefcases that are a real danger. Tony in Maine. Hello, Tony.
Hi, John. Hey, you have a really, really awesome network. And, you know, a person could spend years in college and tens of thousands of dollars. They wouldn't get half the education they get from listening to RBN for one day.
I understand.
So I'm going to send you a donation. I send you other stuff all the time. I should send you some money, so I'm going to do that.
And, I appreciate that.
And, you know, it was funny. You were talking about the songs that Clear Channel banned earlier, and about 4 o'clock in the afternoon of September 11th, 2001, I stuck a Rage in a machine taped in my tape deck, and it stayed in the tape deck in my car for months. They have a line in one of their songs about just victims of the in-house drive-by. They say jump, you say how high.
Right.
And I would play that and drive around in Woodstock, Vermont, where there's a bunch of neocon Zionists. It's a really Jewish town, so they didn't like it.
Well,
so
you know, these are the very same people, by the way, that want to pass the hate crime laws in this country to restrict what is on television, and particularly where my heart lies, in radio.
Yeah, I'm a radio junkie. I love RBN. It's the only network I can listen to. I hate it. And when I have to go anywhere in the car, you know, you'll get stuck listening to Fox and these idiot neocons that are on there. And, you know, they're pretty hard to take. I just switched to the oldest station, and I'm looking for, hey, does RBN Trading Post, do they sell shortwave that'll go in your car?
No, we don't.
You don't?
No, uh-huh. And ironically, you can buy them from Canada, the Sony head units. You can buy them in Canada with the shortwave bands in them, but they're banned from sale inside the United States.
They are?
Yes, sir, they are.
Huh.
So more restriction on your listening, however you get your information, whether it be on shortwave or whatever. By the way, you just rattled my little memory cage here. We are going to attempt, and it's going to cost some money to do it, but I would like to be on XM. I really would like to be on XM satellite. So the people that have the problem like you just described, you could listen to RBN from the East Coast to the West Coast and never get a burp in your reception.
That would be something. That would be what it took to get me to go get a XM radio, because now you have to have a credit card to get one. And
no, I understand.
You know,
I understand.
You just have to. They have prepaid MasterCards you can go get, but I just haven't got around to getting one.
Well, and this is one of the things that we want to do. I mean, we've sat and gone through this very, very carefully, and we're to spend money to maximize the effort that we're all putting into this. And XM is on the radar screen. Now, whether or not they'll put this network on their satellite system, well, they've got Air America up there that gives you the left-wing propaganda. What's wrong with some right-wing truth? And not the neocon kind.
I did pick up Tom Hartman one time, and I listened to him for about an hour once, and I was surprised to hear anything like that on a mainstream FM radio station, and that guy, he sounded like almost like he was somebody from RBN.
Well, I'll tell you, Air America just had a shake-up. I think it was last Friday they filed for bankruptcy, fired about a half a dozen people, and one of the people they fired was Mike Malloy. And Mike Malloy was on Alex Jones's show, and he kind of shocked everybody by saying, you know, I'm a Second Amendment supporter, and I think it's time for the Second American Revolution, and you know, it wasn't too much longer after that. I'm sure that weighed in on the decision not to have Mr. Malloy on their network anymore, Air America Network. We sent an email, and we have a contact, and we're going to talk to Mike Malloy. I think a liberal waking up to the evils of the world, I think putting him on this network might be a good idea.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sure Air America is, you know, quite controlled. There's a lot of controlled opposition, I think. You know, there's quite a lot of controlled opposition out there on the shortwave, on different networks.
I understand.
And so, you know, there's a certain amount that they're of limited hangout that they're allowed to put out there, but You gotta read between the lines and get what you can out of it, and you know, even listening to these fools, you can learn a lot from them, and it's all just part of the educational experience. But RBN's the best.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it. Walt in Arizona. Hello, Walt.
Afternoon or good evening, whichever time zone you happen to be in there, John.
Well, we're not evening yet.
I'm going to suggest, first of all, that you think about having a time scheduled, whether it's 15 minutes or half an hour or break it into a full hour, a constructive criticism hour where people will call in and offer suggestions.
All right.
Now, I have one suggestion right now.
Okay.
You mentioned $1,200 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That breaks down to every 15 seconds to $5. Now, the music lead-ins are completely without any cause of spreading word. They may entertain somebody or cause them to tap their feet or their skull with their finger, but it does not contribute to the main purpose of the RBN, that is to disseminate truth and information.
But it is done for a purpose, Walt. We don't carry top-of-the-hour propaganda news from, you know, any news service, you know, because we are the news. But you've got to kind of structure in a way that people that listen for the first time, that hear it, that it sounds like any other commercial programming they might happen across. And that's why it's designed that way, Walt.
Yeah, well, when I see it run for 30 seconds, that is a lot of money going like a hole in my pocket.
All right, anything else, Walt?
Well, that was the number one idea of changing the music format. Give it some consideration, because some of these fellas run almost a minute, and it's just wasting time.
I run 1 minute and 10 seconds because Steve Voss, when he gets to AM, FM, shortwave, is generally when I jump in. Actually, it's 1 minute and 12 seconds.
Well, that's cost you $5 and some cents.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't buy myself Ferraris. I don't own my own house, and I'm always in debt. So I allow myself the luxury of 1 minute 12 seconds.
Okay, I'll add my say there.
Okay.
Give the thought for a program for constructive call-ins and suggestions to reinforce the whole system. They you may toss the half a dozen aside, but here's another thought. A listener survey. Ask your listeners, and that would be everyone that's got the doggone system either tuned in on RBN on live or on listening on satellite or whatever other means they've got, shortwave, to send you a postcard and telling you how they are listening and how the reception is, if that's the condition of their listening. And with a return address.
Okay.
Now, that will give you a mailing list, and it'll give you a pretty good idea who's listening.
All right.
And where, your coverage, and all those things. So that's something you might also consider making announcements to that effect, and that will enlarge your ideas of where you're covering and who you're covering and what part of the geography and everything else.
Danny Romero that monitors this program. Danny, did you just hear this man's suggestion? We are going to make a commercial and we will put it on the network and we will do exactly that, Walt.
Okay, well, I'm off and give someone else a good chance.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. All right. Mike in Arizona. Hello, Mike.
Yes. Hello, John. How's things?
They're chugging along.
There you go. Hey, you just mentioned about Air America and stuff, and you know, I don't get me wrong, I'm not no supporter of it, but at least they're the ones that are here in Phoenix. At least they'll let you on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And there for a while when Israel had invaded Lebanon, even the local talk show host here was hammering pretty hard on it, saying that what Israel was doing was terrorism. I almost fell off my seat. But I did notice that all of a sudden now that that's over, that for some reason he leaves me on hold for about an hour. It's like they don't want to go there anymore. I tried to get on the other day and point out that there was something in the BBC that these 100,000 bomblets from these cluster bombs that they had dropped, that there was 90% of them were dropped in the last 72 hours, and it was going to take a year for them to clean them all up.
Hmm.
And another thing that they mentioned, too, in this oil spill that had happened there by the airport, the BBC had reported that that was 5 million gallons of oil, and it's quite a catastrophe there. And I just wonder where all the tree huggers are and where they... Why aren't they talking about what's going on up there?
Well, and if you notice, in the political world, we've got elections coming up here in November, and listen to them. You don't even have to listen closely, just casual listening. We have the neocon Republican side saying that we've got to keep the war going. We can't back out now. But if you listen close, the Democrat side is saying, oh, yes, we're there for the war on terror, the 100-year war on terror. So you have... One from column A, one from column B. Take your choice. It's the same poison pill.
Sure. Well, you know, it was odd the other day that Matt Lauer was interviewing George Bush, and Bush had admitted that, yes, all these things that we had said about Iraq, you know, Saddam Hussein didn't have anything to do with it. But then Matt said, oh, but we noticed that all this stuff does apply to Iran. So they shifted right from Iraq right into Iran, saying that, oh, well, you know, they've got weapons of mass destruction and they're violating the UN Security Council resolutions. And, you know, I started thinking about that. And, you know, if you really want to talk about those things, Israel was the one who fit the bill.
That's right.
You know, they're the ones that got the weapons of mass destruction.
That's
they've
right.
invaded its neighbors, Egypt twice, Lebanon four times.
Yes.
Syria, Jordan. Invaded the sovereignty of Saudi Arabia, bombed Iraq. They've
right.
got, you know, UN Resolution 242 passed in 1967. That was almost 40 years ago that they're still in violation.
Well, You know, Matt Lauer, I've got to let you go here, but I'll just, in closing, I would say that Matt Lauer sold his soul, but first you'd have to have a soul to sell. Thanks for your call, Mike. I appreciate it. The guy's good on the air. Too bad Air America won't let him up anymore. Ruth in Texas. Hello, Ruth.
Hello. I've already called your wife for, you know, a pledge. I'll be sending something every month.
Thank you, ma'am.
Also, I like your program just fine the way it is. But if people would just give up Coke for a week or a case of beer or something like that and send you the money, that would help. But also in Texas, I don't know if you know, but Joyce Riley, she's been talking for several days about the fact that the Kelly Air Force Base in San Antonio is fixing to be taken over by China.
Yes.
It seems San Antonio, and it's going to be a port, you know.
Well, and it's going to be part of that easy NAFTA highway to distribute the slave labor goods here in America.
And bring drugs in.
There you
Mexico.
Go. Well, so, you know, they can continue the war on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
Know, they just, every time they declare war on something, whatever they declared war on just gets bigger and more problematic.
That's right. And I heard something else, too. I guess it's been 2 or 3 weeks ago on television, but it was the Tyler Station here in East Texas. And but there was a guy on there, I believe he was from Parks and Wildlife, but he was saying that they're fixing to be putting black bear in the woods in Texas. I guess they're bringing the ones from California that break into cars and, you know, go for swims in the pools.
Well, and then, you know, how are you going to protect yourself in the middle of the night when you got a brown bear that's breaking into your house?
Really? And he said this, I think he said black bears.
Mm.
But he said they were, you know, reintroducing them. And I didn't realize black bears were ever in Texas.
I don't have a history of the wildlife, but I don't ever remember hearing black bears being indigenous to Texas. So,
I don't either. So anybody that's planning on running to the woods, make sure you can take a bear out, you know.
There you go.
Anyway.
Thanks, Ruth.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I appreciate your call. Gloria in Alaska. Hello, Gloria.
Hi, John. Nice to hear you.
Well, nice to hear you, ma'am.
Well, it's so glad. I'm just so happy you're on radio. I listen to you over the Internet because we don't have any radio station up here that gives any kind of truth news. We do have a Democratic radio station, but it's just party line politics.
Just the same old stuff.
Just the same old stuff over and over again. So I'm so delighted I found you. And one of the reasons I'm calling in, I wanted to ask a couple of questions, but I also would like to donate to you $10 a month.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're very welcome. I'm very happy to do that. I'll tell you, I was $10 a month at a party here until a few months ago, and they make me so sick at my stomach anymore, I couldn't tolerate it.
I long for the days, Gloria, where men were men, women were women, and cars were cars. Hey, we're out of time. We got to run. And thank you for your support, and spread the word up there about RBN. All right. Folks, that'll do it for us today. Michael Collins Piper is up next, and I'm probably going to be on his show, too. So, at any rate, we're in the middle of a pledge drive. Please step up to the plate. Take the best swing that you can. Because, folks, we need all the help and all the people out there yet that have heard, that have not heard this network yet. They need to hear it. We got some grand plans to shake up America, but we need to stabilize and metastasize, if you will. We'll see you tomorrow.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns. People like you and me.
prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.